Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon seeks more funds for Wyoming wildfire relief and severe fire season. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon announced plans to ask the Wyoming legislature for additional funds to combat the state's wildfire crisis. At a press conference, he said the wildfire season's costs have exceeded what was budgeted for the state's two-year plan. Fires like the Elk Fire and Pack Trail Fire have burned over 145,000 acres, depleting the state's $39 million fire suppression account. According to Cowboy State Daily, Gordon has already tapped into the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account, the state's rainy day fund, to cover costs, but emphasized that financial concerns won't slow down firefighting efforts. He's also discussing with lawmakers whether he should have access to more funds in the future. The governor warned that while cooler weather could help, fire season is far from over and resources may be stretched thin as the U.S. Forest Service reduces its seasonal firefighting staff. Gordon urged caution with campfires and emphasized the need for continued resources to battle these unprecedented fires. State awaits ruling for Kroger-Albertsons merger. The proposed merger that could reshape Wyoming's grocery landscape is facing legal challenges. The Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from eight states, including Wyoming, have filed a lawsuit to block supermarket giant Kroger's plan to buy Albertsons in a $24.6 billion deal. If the merger goes through, five Wyoming Albertsons stores could be sold to C&S Wholesale Grocers, including the Albertsons in Gillette on South Douglas Highway. Critics argue that this merger would reduce competition, leading to higher grocery prices and lower wages for workers. Kroger counters that the deal will result in lower prices and higher wages. The case heads to court amid concerns about the impact on grocery prices and the future of union jobs in the industry. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.